thing up at the top that you could set the clock on or something. Set things on. What was that?
Nanoshell.
Okay. Any other names for that?
None that I know of. That's all I've ever heard it called.
Uh-huh. Say if you cut some flowers and put them in something and something nice that you'd buy at the store to put cut flowers in. Put water in it and then put cut flowers in it and then maybe put it on that mantel shelf.
Yeah, you can do that.
What would you call the thing that you'd put the flowers in?
Well, it'd be a flower pot of some kind, you know. They make such that this for put flowers in, see? Yeah.
And, say if you set the table, the things that you'd put around by each plate for you to eat with, you'd give everyone a...
fork, spoons.
Okay. And, say if you had steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Take a fork, stick it up, cut your plate, cut it up.
Okay. And you say, you can get by with just one knife at the table, but in the kitchen you need several.
Yeah.
Several what?
Knife.
Okay.
Oh.
Say if the dishes were dirty, and you'd say, I have to go.
Well, you need a sink or a dishpan to wash them in.
Okay. What would you call that cloth or rag you'd use when you're washing them?
But I always call it a dish rag.
What about when you're drying them?
Well, you have to have a different dry rag to do that with. You can't get them dry if your drying rag wet.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be dry to dry them off.
Mm-hmm. And you say after she washes the dishes, then she wet them in clear water, didn't she?
Then she dried them off.
Yeah, but in clear water she... get those suds off, you say she...
Mm-hmm. That's ranching them, what I call it.
Okay. And the small square of cloth that you used to bathe your face with...
Well, I call that a wash rag.
And then you dry yourself off with a...
towel or
something. Mm-hmm. And say if you wanted to turn on the water, you'd go to the sink and you'd turn on the...
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that thing?
I call it a faucet.
Okay. And something similar to that that's outside, maybe that you could hook your hose up to? What would you call that?
A hydrant.
Okay. And do you remember a long time ago when people worked in the field and people would have to carry water out to them? What they carried out to them in? Maybe they'd take a wagon or something and put...
Yeah. Didn't always use 10-gallon keg when they were doing that to carry water. They had a pretty good bunch out there working, mm-hmm. you know.
Did that keg have a thing that you could turn on it?
Uh-huh.
What'd you call that?
A faucet. You can turn that faucet on and draw your water out, or you can put ice in it and keep your water cold.
Uh-huh. And something that people used to buy flour in.
Used to buy flour in.
Uh-huh.
Flour sack.
Okay. What about if you bought even more flour than that?
Well, it'd have to be in a sack because you couldn't get it if it wasn't, you know.
Uh-huh. What about something kind of shaped like this keg that you mentioned, but bigger?
Well, it'd just be a small barrel, I reckon.
A what?
Barrel.
Okay. You know, a barrel has these things running around it to hold the wood in place.
That barrel hook go around.
Mm-hmm. And say it was so cold last night that the water pipes
froze
and
busted.
Okay. And you'd say if the water doesn't come out of the faucet, you'd say the pipes must have...
It froze. It don't come out.
And they might have